From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China says it will begin enforcing a ban on North Korean imports of coal, iron ore, and seafood Tuesday. That follows the most recent UN Security Council resolution sanctioning Pyongyang over its banned nuclear and missile programs. Tufts University analyst Sung Hyun Lee, however, doesn't think Beijing's announcement amounts to much.
Even if China were to cut down on the import of seafood from North Korea or iron and iron ore, I don't think we'll see any change in North Korean behavior anytime soon.
Monday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he would watch the actions of the U.S. before ordering the launch of missiles into waters near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis vowed Monday to take out any missile headed for that territory. In Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence said the U.S. policy has, of necessity, changed.
President Trump made it clear early this year that the era of strategic patience is over. The United States is putting all options on the table. We're marshaling the support of our allies in the region, as well as China, in unprecedented ways to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
Mattis joined Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calling for a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, they called on China to take this unparalleled opportunity to exert its influence over Pyongyang. More than 300 are known dead and hundreds more have been made homeless after heavy rains caused flooding and mudslides at inundated Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone.
We know that the rain will come for a long time.
The deputy chief medical director of Connaught Hospital said the rains lasted a long time and people have built unregulated homes on hillsides. Mudslides and flooding are often aggravated by deforestation and poor town planning. This is VOA News. In Burkina Faso, 18 people, including 8 foreigners, were killed early Monday at a Turkish restaurant in the capital Ouagadougou by gunmen. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This survivor said when he heard gunfire, he ran upstairs, saw two wounded patrons and tried to help them to the top floor, where the gunmen found them and pointed their weapons at them. The two attackers were killed by security forces. More than 20, including 5 security force members, were wounded in the attack. A nearby cafe hotel was targeted in the capital of Burkina Faso in January 2016, leaving 30 dead. President Donald Trump Monday again condemned those behind Saturday's racially charged rally that turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Mr. Trump vowed anyone who committed racist violence would be held to account. He paid tribute to the 3 who lost their lives at the rally, including a 32-year-old paralegal who had gone to the rally to protest against white nationalists. 2 Virginia State policemen who had been monitoring the protest from a helicopter were killed when their aircraft crashed. In southern Yemen Monday, a bomb that blast killed at least 12 people in the city of Qattataba in Dalia province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area is known to be active, involving Al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants. The U.S. Defense Department Monday said 2 U.S. soldiers were killed Sunday in northern Iraq as the result of a friendly artillery mishap. The artillery unit was targeting an Islamic State mortar position at the time. 5 other soldiers were injured in the incident. Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema Monday pleaded not guilty to plotting to overthrow the government of President Edgar Lungu during testimony in a treason trial in Lusaka. He was arrested in April after being accused of trying to block the president's motorcade. The opposition United Party for National Development said it expects the charges to be dropped later this week. Tensions have been high since nearly 50 opposition lawmakers were suspended in March after refusing to hear Mr. Lungu's speech. Pakistan Monday marked 70 years of independence since partition from India in 1947. Security was tight following Saturday's bombing attack in Quetta that killed at least 14 people. U.S. stocks advanced Monday following last week's sell-off amid concerns about tensions with North Korea, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining more than 135 points to 21,993. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.